Greetings of love, my dear tribe of Gaia. This is Solara Anra, Warrior of the Light, presenting my fortnightly show, Illumination from the Councils of Light. This is a show in which I channel live, mostly from the Pleiadian, Sirian, and Andromedan Councils of Light, who are my guides that are always with me. And then sometimes, according to the questions you ask, either in the run-up to the show through email or during the show itself, I will channel other beings that come to answer specific questions for you. I'll mention right at the beginning, in case I forget, that I have now got my act together and my radio archives are up on my site. They're available to download, and in accordance with the radio policy and also in agreement with Anrita Melchizedek, who does the show every other week, I am charging $7 per show for the archive. And this is because we must encourage you to listen to them live, must we not? If they were available free of charge, then a lot of people would listen to them later and make less effort to listen on the air. And the more of you that are gathered together listening to the same vibration, the higher the energy of the show is. So welcome, everyone, and thank you very much for listening in. I'm starting this evening with a channeling, which was requested by my star sister who lives in Mallorca, Anna Morales. And she wrote to me asking if I could channel on the subject of wings and of how the bird kingdom and angels relate to our wings, our angelic self, and how that is connected to our higher selves. Now, I came across the concept from the 1111 Solara, as a lot of people know her. There are a few of you listening now who might think that I am that Solara, because I am occasionally confused with her. This wonderful lady who wrote the 1111 trilogy of books, her website is actually nvisible.com. as opposed to mine, which is www.solara.org.uk. Well, I came across one of Solara's books called Starborn, and it was part of the synchronicity of my changing my name to Solara from my original name, which was Jilly College. And in that book, Starborn, although I never read it cover to cover, the first page I ever opened it to when I asked for a message from that book was about changing your name to your angelic name. And she describes your higher self as being equal to, the same as, your guardian angel. And she describes downloading your higher self into your body as downloading your golden angel presence, which has wings, actually into your body. And this made a huge impression on me, the concept, which was a revelation that she took many years to come into, the concept that your guardian angel, who has always been with you from birth and whom a lot of people perceive when they're a child and are able to see them, that this being who is always watching out for you is actually your higher self. I thought it was a wonderful concept, and I have recorded a meditation which is free to download on my site, which is called Connection with Your Higher Self. And it encourages you to consciously merge within the context of a meditation with your higher self. So I'm going to lead you in a higher self type meditation, not exactly that one, but whatever one my guides give us tonight later on. But first of all, I'm asking for guidance on the concept of wings and birds and higher self. So I ground myself into the heart of Gaia. I expand my energy body and I ask for the highest guidance possible to flow through me now with whatever we need to know now around the subject of wings, birds, and our higher self. Counsels of light are with you as always, dear tribe of Gaia. We are aware of your golden angel presence as we speak to you now. You understand that as we have no time, space, constraints, we are able to connect with all of you who listen to these words, who connect through your hearts to this message now, whether it is during the live channeling or afterwards. We see you when you are more fully merged with your higher self or golden angel presence as being brighter, as being more switched on, and as being larger in terms of your energy field. This occurs when you consciously merge with your highest aspect, yes. But it happens also involuntarily when you are simply in a higher vibrational state, when you are in the flow of the moment rather than in the stuckness of the past or future projections, when you are joyfully flowing with what is, rather than fighting against what is in your present lives. When you are happy, when you are inspired, when you are using your gifts, when you are in the process of anything enjoyable, enjoyable, which may be skipping or dancing or giggling, when you are making love joyfully, when you are being more like the delightful children of your planet. In these moments, you are more merged with your higher selves, with your angelic aspect. And this is when we are more able to see you energetically and communicate with you. In this moment of your listening to these words, you are automatically closer to being your higher selves. For you are open and receptive, are you not, within your listening? You have made the space and quiet and time to resonate with our words and vibration. And whether you are aware of it or not, you are assisted by others of like vibration who are joining you in the etheric airwaves at this moment that you listen. For this is one of the ways through the radio waves of your internet, which we turn into a web of light. It is in these moments that you are more in alignment with the light tribe of Gaia, for you have been discerning in that which you are encouraging to enter your consciousness, and your desire is to be uplifted. And so we return to the question of the wing. You, dear one, they are speaking now directly to Anna, who asked the question. You have been in alignment with your Christed self for some time now, and this has been assisted through your way of living, in which you are free of electricity and other aspects of earth life which are confusing to the light body of the human being. You are also in contact so much with nature and the natural world that you have automatically accelerated the possibility and reality of the download of your higher self into your electrical light body and indeed physical cells. Therefore, you are aware of your wings, are you not? You are aware of your etheric wings, which allow you to feel the freedom which is about to be yours. And we say about to be, for all of you are about to be able to shift dimensions at will. It is difficult for you to believe, some of you, but it is true, that you will be able to shift dimensions at will. And so, in speaking to Anna, we speak to all of you who wish to connect with your higher selves more easily and say that spending time in nature and making the practical aspects of your lives more simple, disassociating yourselves from the media and from electricity and other magnetic devices more, choosing with great discernment when to use the interweb of light to your advantage, to connect with Light Tribe. All of these things will allow you to connect with your higher selves. We will lead you in a meditation in which you will feel your etheric wings expand. I want all of you listening now to put your feet on the ground, really ground yourselves, preferably with your shoes and socks off. And don't cross your feet, let your feet be on the ground so that your feet chakras really absorb the energies of Gaia below you. Close your eyes now. And have a lovely big sigh like I taught you last week. Breathe in. And let go explosively. And sink into that space with no breath. Start to breathe in from above and below, visualizing your prana tube, a beautiful fluorescent glass tube running through all 12 chakras. Extend your prana tube up through the crown of your head, through the cosmic star portal at the top of your aura, and into the heart of our spinning galaxy. Extend your prana tube down through your root chakra, through your earth star portal at the bottom of your aura, down into the core crystal of Gaia. Breathe slowly now, slowly and deeply, treasuring every single breath you take. And become aware of your personal heart chakra, Anahata, a glowing emerald crystal in the center of your chest. And breathe through your prana tube now, breathing light energy in from above, in from below, and into your heart. Feel this prana pouring into Anahata and expanding your energy body, expanding light through the physical cells of your body and into your aura. As your heart chakra expands, start to become aware of the back of your heart chakra, between your shoulder blades. And breathe the expanding energy of love from Anahata out through your shoulder blades. And allow your angelic wings to uncurl from between your shoulder blades. Feel yourselves moving into a state of bliss. A state of love. And watch and feel your wings expanding, uncurling. They are delicate, lacy, butterfly or dragon climbing. Perhaps they are bird wings. Perhaps they are golden white angelic wings. They are blue, white, light essence, simply pouring through the back of your heart chakra now. My guides are speaking on these wings now. Keep your eyes closed. Keep your awareness of your wings. As the star beings of light speak to you now. You feel your angelic presence is now, do you not? There are those who speak of angels who are wingless. And this is true. For are you not yourselves angels who appear to be wingless? And simultaneously, are you not grand winged angelic forces of the light, disguised in human bodies, upon this plane, which appears in third dimension as physicality only, and which transmutes before your eyes into living, breathing, shifting energy forms as your ability to transcend your physicality is perfected. The Adian Council speaks to you now of this concept of angels. Is it not that the birds you see in your sky, that they inspire you through their ability to move at will, seemingly unrestricted from one world to the next, from one country to the next, flying at will across the oceans, following their internal navigation systems? And is it not that they show you what is possible within physical form? It is necessary for animals of varying degrees of enlightenment to be physically present on your Earth planet in order to show you certain aspects of yourself. And as you connect with them more consciously, so you become aware of this aspect within yourself. The shamans have always been aware of this and have transmitted the ideas about animal allies and shape shifting from human into animal form with the same intention, with the intention to seed the understanding and wisdom that the animals hold higher, enlightened aspects within themselves that you are able to emulate and integrate into your being. I'm going to take any questions that come. I'm also going to mention that regarding the birds, I did have an epiphany some years ago as I was watching birds fly. I was lying on my back in a garden and I was watching the clouds drift by, and they were moving very fast on that day, and I was becoming aware of how the clouds show freedom and movement and interdimensional access in some way. And then I tuned out of the clouds and tuned into the birds. And the more I watched the birds, the more I was aware of this aspect that the Pleiadian Councils of Light had just been speaking about, which is this aspect of different animals holding certain skills and natural abilities, sometimes through their human form, such as the actual wings of the birds, and sometimes through aspects of themselves which are invisible. For instance, within dolphins, it is their natural way of having their left and right brain totally integrated and switched on at the same time, which is not necessarily visible to us, but which we naturally pick up through their way of being and their enlightened energy, which all dolphin lovers are naturally gravitating towards. And in the case of the dolphins, it was their choice to assist human beings by actually being seeded into a physical plane in a far more enlightened state than humans or any other animals, simply because their being in this integrated state of left and right brain makes it possible for us to get that paradigm and to shift into that paradigm, to shift into that way of being, which we are doing as we move into ascension. I'm going to mention as well on the bird and wings theme that my understanding is that all higher dimensional civilizations have angelic groups of beings within them, and that these angelic groups are formed according to their purpose. So within the Pleiadian star systems, there are Pleiadian angels and archangels, and within the Sirian system, there are the same. And the angelic beings within any particular civilization are always there to serve. They are always there as servants from source, as higher dimensional aspects of that civilization. And exactly the same is true on Earth. Many people who are attracted to angels and who work with angels, or who are perhaps angelic healers or do angelic Reiki or use angelic oracle cards for readings or for their own growth. Many of these people are people who incarnated in this lifetime specifically to be of service. And this is the angelic way of being, to be of service. The angels have nothing else in their agenda than to heal and serve. And they are hugely underused on our earth plane and in our earth existence, because like the star beings and our other guides, they can't heal us. They can't help us. They can't guide us unless we ask for their assistance. I went to a lecture by Doreen Virtue some years ago, and that is the one message that I got from her that really stuck in my mind afterwards, is almost the image of angels in heaven twiddling their thumbs in absolute boredom, just waiting for us to ask them for help. And I started after that. I think Doreen Virtue's greatest gift to the world is her oracle cards. And there are some that I'm particularly fond of. My two favorite packs, which I highly recommend, are the Ascended Master Oracle cards and also the Goddess cards. And I tend to mix my Angelic cards and Ascended Master cards. And this is the way I use them. I'm going to tell you about it because it may assist you. And I know that there are many of you who use these cards and you use them too much. There's nothing wrong with taking a card every day, but I think it's more powerful to use them less and to really pay attention to any message that you're being given. So because these are my two favorite decks, I will shuffle them and mix them. And I'll always ask the general question, what do I need to know now? And I move into a place of absolute trust that the message that I receive will be the relevant message for you. This is something that I learned from my ex-husband when I first started using cards. Is he witnessed me a couple of times going through a process similar to this, drawing a card and then saying, oh, that's just not relevant at all, and sticking it back in the pack and taking another one. And he said, just either use the cards or don't. If you're going to use them, you have to trust that the message that you get from whatever card you pick is an accurate message for you on some level or other. And I totally took that on board, and I teach that now. So once I draw a card, I will look at it and choose sometimes to use the message that I get just from looking at the picture, sometimes to use the message from the wording. There's often a short message, which is the summary of the message from that particular card. And sometimes I'll read the longer message or understanding from the book. But you can really tune in and ask to be guided so that you know which aspect of it is accurate for you. And then I'll put that card up on my altar and I'll pay attention to it sometimes for 2 or 3 days, sometimes for a week, sometimes for a month, until I really feel drawn to draw another card. And sometimes I'll keep that card and draw another one until I have three. And then at some point I'll dissolve the three back into the packs and shuffle them again. So I encourage you to use these cards, whichever packs you're fond of. And now I'm going to take a question from Evelyn from Arizona on line one. Greetings, Evelyn.
Hello. Well, my question would be, what is the message you're getting for me today? Or do you want a specific one?
You're asking just for a general message for yourself without any specific question?
If I could, what would you say is most important for me to know today? Or
Well, if you like, I will use, generally I don't take, questions as general as that. I like to actually have a question. But as you've asked it, and I've been speaking about the oracle cards, I'm going to draw a card for you and then see if my guides have something to say about that. So hold on a sec.
Okay.
So as mentioned, I'm using a combination of the Goddess and Ascended Master cards, both of which are by Doreen Virtue. And I'm asking if it is appropriate to receive a message for Evelyn through this card set. So it is appropriate, else you wouldn't have asked. And in actual fact, I'd forgotten that I'd mixed three packs, and one of the packs is the Archangel Michael cards. And it's one of those, quite appropriately, as we are on the subject of wings, it's one of those that I've drawn. And the card message is, detach from the situation. And my guidance is not to read the longer message or pay attention to the photo, but to get the message from that, and I'm going to channel something on that. So the summary message is detach from the situation. I ask for the highest guidance to flow through me now.
You are one like many human beings who get sucked easily into the drama of any particular situation which is in your life at that moment. Being sucked into the drama means that you allow your emotional body, that which has been termed the pain body by Eckhart Tolle, to be activated through someone else's pain. And so there is a situation in your life at the moment where you have been drawn in on an emotional level to their issue and have allowed it to become your own. Is this true for you, Evelyn?
Well, I was wondering if there's two issues. One is with work, and the other one would be with my son trying to, you know, he's in college and he has to start working on going to another college, and I'm trying to help him out with that. So, yes, it's becoming affecting me.
It's not about your son. It's about work, and this is what they're saying.
Okay, because I'm having issues at work, and I am really emotional about it.
It is within your workplace that you most frequently allow yourself to be emotionally activated in this negative way. And it would be simple for you to learn how to conserve and protect your energy. Not out of fear, but out of common sense. If you practice the aspect of the essential daily practice, meditation, if you practice calling your energy back into your aura so that you recognize that it is never necessary for you to give your energy away, for you to give your power away in order to please another. And that, in fact, all others in the workplace will respect you more and understand you more when you learn this form of boundary keeping, energetic boundaries. Namaste.
So, Evelyn, have you ever practiced my Pleiadian essential daily practices?
No, this is the first time I've seen or heard of you on
So this is it's an amazing meditation. It is on my website and it's free to download.
Okay.
My website is www.solara.org.uk, and if you go on there and look under free meditations, it's the one that's called Pleiadian Essential Daily Practices. And when you do it, you'll understand what that message is about. It's one of the steps in that meditation. You command that your energy returns to you. And there's a very good explanation on how to do it and what you're doing it while you're doing that as well. So love and blessings, Evelyn. I hope that helped.
I hope so, too, yeah, because it's really frustrating. And the thing is to take your own power back. I mean, I've been working on that, but when somebody, this is where I don't understand, is because as much as I commented to that person about my working, about the work issue, it's like she has control over anything. So it's like at some point how far you push your boundaries and how far you don't.
Now, Evelyn, I'm going to cut you short there because you are discussing what you consider to be the problem. And you're talking about her behavior and your response to it. But actually what's been happening is not anything to do with that actual issue. It has to do with your energy boundaries. And when you practice that meditation, you're going to understand exactly what I'm talking about.
Okay. We'll do that.
Okay, Evelyn, lots of love. Okay. And I'm going to take Deborah from New Jersey online too. Hi, Deborah.
Hi, Samara.
How are you? Yeah, very well, thank you.
Great. My question is about birds. I've always felt connection to birds. And I agree with you totally. I have felt with you what you've said about that they hold a certain energy. My question to you and your guides is I've always felt a definite shift in energy when migration occurs. And I actually miss birds in my area. I can feel when they leave and feel when they return in the spring a shift in the vibrational level of where I actually live from the birds.
Wow, that's amazing. Okay, I'm going to ask my guides to comment on that. I can really hear them saying something about there being a similar aspect of you and Anna who asked that question originally. So I'm asking for the highest guidance to flow through me now to answer Deborah's question about her actually being able to feel when the birds migrate away from the area where she lives and about her connection with the birds. Andromedan Council speaks on behalf of the greater councils of light. You already know that you are angelic, and all those who are friends of yours and are of similar vibration understand this completely, that you are angelic. You are in every way in service to your tribe as an earth angel. There is some degree to which all beings on earth working towards the divine plan may be called angelic, but on a deeper level, there are some of you who are actually active as earth angels, rather than who simply have the potential and are in the process of connecting with their angelic selves. This is one of the reasons that you are connected with the birds. But there is more than this. You have chosen in this lifetime to work with the birds, and you have manifested into your life joyfully and effectively by going with the flow and following the clues and the urgings of your natural gifts. You have manifested that there are many birds in your life, is this not so?
Yes,
and
it is.
These bird beings absolutely feel their connection with you, and thus they communicate with you, so that sometimes your energetic antennae gets confused with them. And you feel yourself wanting to go where they go, almost as if you were part
of a flock of birds preparing to or in the process of migrating across the seas. As you become aware of this now, we ask you, so that your energy body does not get confused or perturbed, to sit sometimes outside and ground yourself very thoroughly into the core crystal, and in this state of groundedness to open your energetic antennae to the bird kingdom. You will receive messages from them that you may channel in spoken or written form. You will receive messages which will allow you to help the bird kingdom more, even than you are doing now by working with them. And you will receive messages for your earth tribe that will assist others in connecting with the bird kingdoms. And in connecting with them, their angelic codes will be more easily awakened, and therefore their ability to shift between dimensions, which is mirrored by the birds on earth. This too will be facilitated, and we wish formally now, dear one, to thank and bless you for your work with the animal ones, not only the birds, but all of the animal ones who you love so dearly. We wish to thank you for opening to their vibration, and to tell you that your ability to communicate telepathically with animals will be accelerated from this point onwards. Namaste.
Oh my God, thank you.
Wow, that was very cool. You were almost...
That was amazing. Thank you so much.
You were almost invited there. It really felt like you were being actually acknowledged, you know, and that you're being given a reward, some, you know, you're being given an acceleration in your powers. That's just wonderful.
Yes, I felt it in my heart too. It's amazing.
And I want everyone listening to be aware that although Evelyn's question was about Evelyn and Deborah's question was about Deborah, you will already know, a lot of you listening, that the messages on the show and when I'm channeling for a group are always relevant for a lot of different people who are listening. And that the questions that come are always ones that hold wisdom and messages for other people. So if you feel yourself really resonating with the message as it comes through, know that this message is for you as well. I thank you so much for that question, Deborah. Great love and thanks to you.
I love you too. Thank you, Solara.
Thank you, Deborah. And I'm going to take a question from Trish now from Oregon.
Namaste.
Namaste, Trish. Great love and blessings to you on this wonderful day.
Thank you. You too. I have a question about feathers. Even when I was a child and I walked through the woods and I asked the woods questions, I would find a feather. And there were periods where I thought, oh, well, you know, everybody finds feathers. But it's not that they're very unusual feathers, or they're placed very unusually, or, and I wanted to ask your guides, why do the birds gift feathers?
Okay, and this is definitely a spiritual phenomenon. that a lot of the light warriors on the planet now receive messages through feathers. And exactly as you say, obviously there are feathers around that anybody could pick up. And it depends on how you feel about it. If you know that when you see a feather or pick up a certain type of feather, that it's a positive sign or a message for you, then it is so. But I'm going to ask my guides the question on Trisha's behalf and anyone else who has this feather phenomenon happening. I ask for the highest guidance to follow through me now. And now I have a guide who is an Earthkeeper guide. He's a Native American Indian. Although my guides are reminding me at the same time that there's not this black and white thing, that a guide is either a star being or not a star being, because the Native American Indians were very much connected with the Pleiadians, consciously aware of the Pleiadian star system and working with them, and also that Pleiadians were seeded into all of the original powerful indigenous tribes. But the guide is coming in the form of a Native American Indian who I now get is called White Feather. I am not White Feather, but of the White Feather tribe. I come to you, dear one, for you are not physically far from where my tribe sat in council, and from where my original tribe communed beside the river within the forests of Oregon, where you live. As you know, our tribes were our tribes were individuated physically by the feathers that were chosen to be worn within the head. By the feathers
BBSRadio.com. BBSRadio.com.
radio.com. If it's not mainstream, it could be here. Information and knowledge. Bringing humanity closer to truth.
Whom you're trying to reach is currently unavailable. Please leave a message after the beep.
BBS Radio. We had a little bit of a glitch there, an internet glitch there on one end, and we have not been able to reach the host. I've tried for a little bit, but we ran into the end of the program, and right now it's almost into the next program, so we do have to give up trying. We do apologize to the listening audience that a little bit of glitch there happened about 2 minutes before the end of the program. Well, interesting timing. Thank you for tuning into BBS Radio this Tuesday. We hope you're enjoying your Tuesday and the rest of the week. Up next, of course, is another live program. And it is Lena Live with Elena Morimend, I believe. You know, it's always difficult spelling, pronouncing her last name. But, so I just call her Lena. Folks, don't go anywhere.
BBS Radio.